Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to
Renewed Radio.
Good morning, my family, my friends, and my guests. Welcome to another episode of Renewed Radio. I am your host, Mr. S to the P, a.k.a. Sam P. It is a beautiful day this morning. Look, check it out. Go ahead and tell everybody on Facebook, Twitter, Blog Talk Radio, Snapchat, Instagram, that Renew Radio is on and live, and we got a great show for you today. Great music, great conversation, because this is your station for transformation. Good music and great conversation. So look, we're going to go to my boy EJ with his track, Can't Wait. Go check out his album, No Silence, in stores now.
Met her back in high school.
Yeah.
Beautiful as can be, and man, she's mad cool.
Mad cool.
Fast forward now, we done graduated. Every single way, I swear that she is amazing. Yeah, I call her my best friend.
My best friend.
But truth is though, I'm wanting to be more than friends. At one point she felt the same.
She did.
Now I don't know if she feels the same way. You talk at day of the week, I call her and she call me. Now we used to talk on the phone all night, so we couldn't even talk anymore, or we fell asleep. Man, ain't this a mess? I'm tripping, cause Sunny ain't even my girl, so why am I upset? Well, maybe cause she let me on, but I ain't really gon' sweat it though. Tryna stick a tent single and focus on the Lord, but I promise it's hard, yo. But I understand I can use the time to seek your faith and grow closer to you, but I pray you help me while I wait. Cause being single has just been a fear. Need to stay focused and take a seat. I know you got someone for me.
But something's trying to tell
I
me.
Trying to tell me I can't stay content, cause I know the Lord is saying otherwise,
huh.
And I know that it may sound strange,
what?
But no call or text that she make me feel some type of way. So Lord, please give me more of you and patience, cause I know you want me to stay focused and not rush, but trust you that it will happen in time. But until then, man, I should spend time kingdom building, which means I gotta stay on my grind. So brothers I can chop it with and build with, some solid brothers I can talk to and be real with, cause they put my focus right back where it's supposed to be. Cause being single has just been a fear. You need to stay focused and take a seat, cause I know you got someone for me.
Trying to tell me.
I can't wait.
Yeah, that was my boy EJ with Can't Wait. Go check out his album No Silence in stores now. Check it out. What we got coming up for you next is Shalita Mason with I Shall Not Be Moved. When we get back, we're going to talk about the subject of courage. I know if you just think about, have you ever been afraid of anything that you know that you're supposed to pursue? We're going to talk about courage in a few minutes. Right now, we're going to go to Shalita Mason with I Shall Not Be Moved. Not Be Moved. Yo, go check out her album, Heart of a Believer. It is on CD Baby. It is on Spotify. It is on all the digital music stations in the world, man. It's a great album. It will change your life. This is Renewed Radio. I am your host, Mr. S to the P, a.k.a. Sam P. Here talking about courage, man. You know, over the past weekend, I had a reality check. It's just living this life of Christ that we now walking in. I noticed that it doesn't matter if you live this life of Christ. It doesn't matter if you read the Bible. It doesn't matter if you go to church all the time, or every Sunday, every Thursday, every Wednesday. It doesn't matter if you say, I have faith the size of a mustard seed, if you don't have courage. Because if you don't do it, then nothing will ever come to manifestation, and the people looking on the outside will always get a something in their mind where they'll always see that, okay, yeah, this thing ain't real with God. They always just talking about it, but they ain't ever doing anything. So these so-called Christians who profess to be Christians, they ain't doing nothing. But the truth is, brothers and sisters, we got to have courage. And so I just think about Joshua in the Bible when God spoke to him. And he told him to be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid, for I'll be with you wherever you go. Know that God is with you wherever you go. He was with you even before you gave your life to him. So even now, to pursue your purpose and walk in your true identity, you have to have courage. And at our church personally, our pastor is saying that this is the year of momentum. And for me personally, the Lord spoke to me and told me that courage gives me momentum. Because for me personally, I don't have courage in a lot of areas. And just to be honest with you, even when I'm doing this radio show, I always feel like, well, I don't have the ability to talk fluently, or nobody's really going to listen to my show. Or even with business, just because of the fear of rejection that I have had in the past, I feel like I can't conduct business. Even being a husband, being responsible to leading a family, my wife, my kids in the future, that I have a fear of that. But at the same time, I know that the Lord said he is with me wherever I go. So it doesn't matter what I fear. He is my courage. So when I take on courage, which is in Jesus Christ, I have the ability to do anything because I'm guaranteed success. Think about courage gives you momentum. For example, if you're playing in a basketball game, you just look at basketball is based on runs. That's how they win the game, basically. It's based on runs, meaning that a team will score consecutively 13, 20, 25 points without the other team scoring. So when they get momentum, when they get courage, because without courage, you can have no momentum. And so when they start getting out to these runs, the whole team got courage. The whole team got momentum. Even the people over there sitting on the bench, that's how they get out to these runs. So then they can achieve anything, any obstacle that's in their way. So talk to my people out here in the audience. I want to keep it real with you. Without Jesus, it's hard for you to develop courage. That's just real. Because, first of all, courage is not just, I ain't never scared. You know what I mean? I ain't scared of nothing. It's more than that. Because you may not be scared of what people may say about you, but you may be afraid of commitment. You may be afraid be afraid of commitment. That's why you choose to shack up with your girl or your boy instead of marrying them. Because a boyfriend and a girlfriend, I don't have to be dating you to call you a boyfriend or a girlfriend. But for a wife, I gotta make a commitment. For a husband, for women, if you want a husband, you gotta make a commitment. And so a lot of us are afraid of commitment, but we don't really want to tell the truth about that. So to develop courage, you have to have a better relationship with Jesus Christ, or you have to find Jesus Christ. Take his word with you, ignite it in any leadership position that you are in. If you're a father, if you are a mother, you're in a leadership position. It's not just inside the church. Once you ignite that courage, you put it into motion to defeat every obstacle and fear in your life, because Jesus has already run it for you on the cross. And I talk about the Lord is because he's the only way that success is really installed in our lives. See, a lot of times we think just because we get this money, this cash, that is success. But I've been around people who are depressed and are straight millionaires. But I'm looking like, well, I mean, you don't have to want for nothing. It's because it's more to life than just fame and fortune. You cannot be holding those eggs. So I just want to encourage you out there, man. If it's anything that you are afraid of, if anything that you have faced that you say, I'm fearful of, because being a coward is just lacking courage. It's not that you don't have the ability to go forth and face your fear. It's just a coward is you just lack courage. So the truth is, if you lack Jesus, you lack courage. Because courage is facing those things that you're afraid of, facing those rejections that you're afraid of. Because especially men, for us to call us a coward, that's a low blow, you know, because we're not supposed to be scared of nothing, as society says. But the truth is, men are afraid. They just not going to tell you they're afraid. And if you call us a coward, then we might be ready to fight you. But the truth is that once we admit that we're afraid of something, that's the first step. The next step is to go face that fear with courage. And to face that fear with Jesus, then you already won, because he is your courage. So I encourage you, y'all, if you have not built a relationship with Jesus Christ, or you just thinking that going to church and reading my Bible and then going back doing the same thing, that's going to cut it, I encourage you to go wholeheartedly for the Lord. It's a battle, man. It's rough, but even in those battles, he said the battle is not yours, it's his. So this is Renew Radio once again. I am your host, Mr. S to the P, a.k.a. Sam P, up in the house, man. Look, I tell you what, family, it's Valentine's Day. So if you got a boo, or if you got a wife or a husband, y'all go out and do something special, you know. Because you think about it, Valentine's Day, especially if you've been married about 30 years, it should get more and more exciting. You know, me and my wife, we are going to celebrate Valentine's Day, because that's the day that I actually proposed to her. And so I needed courage with that, you know, because it's going to look kind of jacked up. You getting on your knee in front of everybody in the restaurant and say, will you marry me? And she say, no. You know you're going to be humiliated. Don't even front. You're going to be like, hey, I ain't even going to do that. You know, I got this ring. This costs a lot of money. But look, go out for Valentine's Day, do something special. Yo, check out my boy, R.A.P. Look, check out his EP, Humble Beginnings. and his single, which we're about to play now, called Humble Beginnings. Check out R.A.P.
Will. Come on, Will. Get up. Will, get up. Will. Will, get up.
Hold up. Just took my first breath. For the first time, I'm alive.
Oh, I done hopped off in the rain. Try to catch when I'm shooting off in the brain. In between the lines, we hear the blind. Now you should have counted when I'm in the pain. If the world was intelligent, they were pausing me telling it. But it's blood and it's relevant. As the TV shows that been selling it. I get some dead in my old ways, I get some. It be impossible that okay. I reach to be unstoppable.
Uh-huh.
But I speak is like the final blow. But I would never say that I gotta
all
go.
Right.
Cause I'm knee deep in the trenches with
that
gun. So I rap for the thing I've been through.
Uh-huh.
From the death of the cross to the family lost, that I'm about to hand you the shit.
Come on.
Oh. Dead man walk, but I'm living and breathing and talk.
I'm not,
till I die to the sin and I rose to the dead. It's live on the beat when the talk.
Get up,
and hate can't trigger me.
Nah.
They just can't trigger me out. I'm supposed to be dead. I'm alive to the sun and I hope a lot drops me now. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Amen. I get some dead in my old ways.
I down my knees, hallelujah, to my Lord, Hosanna to you, my King. I say, yeah. Yeah, every day, every night, yeah, I was sick in my conversation. I honor you, my maker, you only are my pillar. Like a tree by the river, you make me even stronger. At different places, you make me make it, I give you all my praises. I take on patience, with lots of patience, you take me higher. Satan, when we need Bobé, Jesus, they by my side, oh. Mon Dieu, je veux te parler, you nadi to me, why, yo. Satan, when we need Bobé, Jesus, they by my side, oh. Mon Dieu, je veux te parler, you nadi to me, why, yo.
On m'a boumi ma, ça m'a voué, oh.
My head to that song when I hear that. I love that beat. I love the accent. So that's good, man. Look, this is Renewed Radio. I am your host, Mr. S to the P, a.k.a. Sam P. Look, check it out. We got some birthdays going on in February. Shout out to my sister, Brooke Smith. She had a birthday on yesterday, I believe. So happy birthday to you. Shout out to my boy Russell E. Die. I said Russell E. Die. I don't know if that's his actual middle name, but it just sounds hot. So shout out to my boy Russell Die and his family. Russell, my boy Russell had a birthday. So look, this is what I want to do. I want to play a little something for y'all because I love y'all. Check it out. So happy birthday to you, Russell Dye, and my sister Brooke Smith, and anybody else who had February birthdays that I missed. Look, check it out. We are not going to have another show on Saturday again because I'm going to be out chilling with my beautiful wife. So check it out on next Wednesday at the same time, 9:30. Look. Yo, check out my album, Renewed, in stores now. Please cop it. I pray it bless your life. And be on the lookout for my single called Chill, produced by my boy, Flocko. It's hot. And, man, he just has a gift. So shout out to my boy Flocko up there in Burlington, North Carolina. My family, all my friends. Shout out to my boy, Dr. and Alisa Wade. Look, check it out. We're going to catch you next Wednesday. Peace.